Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts lawmakers are tackling some high-profile issues this week before an anticipated summer break. And those include a vote today on the so-called millionaire's tax and a vote tomorrow on changes to the recreational marijuana law that was approved by voters last year. WBUR has obtained a draft of the marijuana legislation, and it shows that the bill would more than double the taxes on marijuana sales. Joining us to talk about this is WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
So, Steve, in this draft of the new pot bill, it looks like there would be some significant changes to the law that was approved by voters. What are the biggest?
Well, as you mentioned, the tax on recreational marijuana, it goes from a total of 12%, as was approved by the voters back in November, to 28%. Now, that's provided that communities adopt a local option tax, which would be 5%. Now, that tax is up from 2%, as it was in the existing law. So it also makes it easier for communities to just say no to marijuana businesses. The current law requires any ban be approved by voters in a city or town. The proposed changes eliminates that need to go to a local vote. It gives the power to ban to boards of selectmen and city and town councils. There are also a lot of wonky changes in there regarding the Cannabis Control Commission. It's no longer strictly under the control of the state treasurer. It becomes a larger, more independent body. It mirrors more of the Mass Gaming Commission than it does the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission.
So what are supporters of the original law saying about these changes?
They're not happy about them at all. They've been saying that the voters have spoken and that only some minor changes or tweaks are acceptable. Here's Jim Borgasani of the Yes on Four group.
There's no need to make any changes that are any more than minimal. No other state has done this, and there's no reason why Massachusetts should do it.
So, Steve, what about rank-and-file members of the legislature? Is there much chance that this bill is going to change significantly as it moves through both chambers?
It might change a little bit between the House and the Senate when it gets to the Senate either next week or the following week. But there's probably not going to be a lot of change in the House by the time they take it up tomorrow. They're only going to have 25 hours between the time the bill is officially unveiled and the time they start debating it in the House. So there's not going to be a lot of change there. The big tax increase is major, and it's a source of concern for some. Senator Pat Gelin is the Senate chair of the Marijuana Policy Committee that's looking into the issue. One of her biggest concerns is getting rid of drug dealers and the black market for pot.
A high tax rate will help preserve the black market. The three states that were the first adopters, they have high tax rates, and they have high penetration by the illicit market.
Now, a separate bill will be coming out of the Senate probably next week or the week after that. So there's not much time to work out what can be some major differences.
Another big topic, both chambers hold a joint meeting today to vote on whether to allow a question on the ballot next year for the so-called millionaire's tax. Remind us briefly what that is.
Well, it's a proposed constitutional amendment that would impose an additional 4% tax on any income that anybody makes above $1 million. It's estimated that the tax could bring in $2 billion a year to the state. The amendment stipulates that all of that money raised would be used for education and transportation.
And because it's a constitutional amendment, that requires approval by the two bodies 2 years in a row, passed last year. What do you think the chances are it'll pass today?
The chances are very good today. It's important to point out that passage today has a very low threshold due to a lot of technicalities and it being an amendment that voters got onto the ballot. Only 50 votes are needed today to approve out of the 200-member Constitutional Convention. Given that the vote a year ago was 135-57. It's a pretty sure bet that it'll be approved again today, placing it on the 2018 statewide ballot in November. Now, it's not clear how voters will decide when they're asked that question next year. There have been 5 proposed graduated tax amendments proposed since 1962. All of them went down to defeat.
Okay, WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Deb.